Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, early voting starts today for primary runoffs. Georgia ranks high among states in skin cancer prevalence, and a Georgia teacher wins a Tony Award for Excellence in Theater Education.
I'm about being in the trenches, in the fields, working with the kids, teaching, loving, showing them who they are.
Today is Monday, June 8th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Today is the first day of early voting in Georgia's primary election runoff. GPB's Sarah Callis has more.
Georgians can start voting in the runoff election today. If you cast a partisan ballot during the first primary election, you may be wondering if you can vote in the other party's primary now. You cannot. That's because the runoff is technically just a continuation of the voting that started in May. But if you haven't cast a primary vote yet, or you selected the nonpartisan ballot back in May, you can vote in either party's runoff. The Republican races for U.S. Senate, governor, lieutenant governor, and secretary of state will all be on the runoff ballot, as will Democratic lieutenant governor and secretary of state races. Early voting ends on Friday. Election day is June 16th. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and you can vote early at any early voting polling place in your county. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
Georgia's temporary suspension of the motor fuel tax cost the state about $197 million in May. Governor Brian Kemp's office reported the number on Friday in a monthly revenue report. The gas tax suspension began in March after the U.S.-Israel war against Iran spiked prices and ended last week. Every year, close to 3,000 Georgians are diagnosed with melanoma, making it one of the top states for skin cancer. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more on how to protect yourself.
Melanoma, an aggressive form of skin cancer, claims about 200 lives per year. Risks are particularly high in the summer when people spend more time outdoors. Dr. Toyu Tope Oyesije is the medical director of surgical oncology at City of Hope Cancer Center, Atlanta. He says the number of people diagnosed with melanoma is rising every year, and he wants to remind people to apply sunscreen generously and frequently.
To reapply it every 2 hours when you are out in that exposure to the sun, but also more importantly after swimming or sweating, to reapply it right after that.
He also says long sleeves and wide-brimmed hats protect against the sun's harmful ultraviolet rays. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
A state oversight agency is undertaking a formal probe into allegations of what accusers say was willful financial misconduct by a Southeast Georgia district attorney. GPB media partner The Current reports the Prosecuting Attorney's Qualifications Commission voted in April to authorize an investigation into claims against Brunswick Judicial Circuit DA Keith Higgins. A letter the news organization obtained from the agency doesn't detail the allegations. But in a complaint made last year, the district's five counties claimed persistent fiscal mismanagement and the diversion and misuse of public funds, among other charges. Higgins called the allegations politically motivated. The Georgia NAACP and two black voters voluntarily have dismissed a lawsuit that alleged Voting Rights Act violations in West Georgia's Meriwether County. Last year, the plaintiffs accused county commissioners of redrawing commission maps to dismantle the only district that had a black commissioner. The move to end the case comes after a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that weakened minority voting protections. Wellstar Health System is buying a 25-bed hospital in northeast Georgia's Rabun County. The Marietta-based company on Friday said that its agreement to purchase Mountain Lakes Medical Center in Clayton is expected to close on August 1st. It's the first new hospital announced since Wellstar named a new CEO, Katul Patel, last year. The company is currently building a new hospital in Columbia County, west of Augusta, and plans to build a new hospital in Metro Atlanta's Cobb County. It closed two hospitals in Atlanta in 2022. A Georgia arts teacher took home one of Broadway's highest honors last night. Freddie Hendricks received the Tony Award for Excellence in Theater Education Sunday night at the Tony Awards. Hendricks teaches at Utopian Academy for the Arts in Ellenwood and founded the Youth Ensemble of Atlanta. Over more than three decades, dozens of his students have gone on to careers on Broadway and beyond. Speaking backstage after accepting the award, Hendricks said the recognition is meaningful, but his focus remains on the students.
This is amazing. This is beautiful. This is great. But it's all about the work.
That's right.
I'm about being in the trenches, in the fields, working with the kids, teaching, loving, showing them who they are.
The award includes a $10,000 prize for his school. His students also will receive a visiting masterclass taught by Carnegie Mellon drama professors. In Georgia sports, the University of Georgia has advanced to the NCAA Men's College World Series for the first time since 2008. Third-seeded Georgia defeated number 14 Mississippi State 11-9 in an extra innings thriller at the Athens Super Regional yesterday. Junior catcher Daniel Jackson, a finalist for the National Player of the Year and multiple awards, blasted a two-run homer in the top of the 10th inning to put Georgia ahead. In Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves completed a three-game sweep of the Pittsburgh Pirates yesterday with a 3-2 win. And in basketball, the Atlanta Hawks have extended coach Quinn Snyder's contract. Details of the multi-year extension were not disclosed in the team's announcement today. Snyder led the Hawks to a 46-36 regular season record and the franchise's first outright playoff berth since the 2020-2021 season. It was a year of significant turnover for Atlanta, which underwent a mid-season roster overhaul that included the departure of four-time NBA star Trae Young. And that's a wrap on Georgia Today. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to check gpb.org/news for updates to any of the stories you heard today and all the new headlines our reporters have written. And remember to subscribe to this podcast as well. It'll help you stay on top of all things Georgia and will pop up automatically in your feed when you do subscribe. Your feedback is welcome by email. Send it to georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.